All of us go through storms of life, some deeper storms and some not so storms. Sometimes they're deep and dark. And sometimes the duration is long. But God is our anchor. Jesus is our anchor. And I don't know how people make it through their lives in certain situations without Jesus holding them up. Rick has been through some storms in his own life. And I've asked him this morning if he would share with us about those storms and how God is bringing him through those things. And so before he does, I'm going to have prayer with you. Okay? Father, I thank you for my brother Rick. And Lord, there's still some pain that he carries over some of the storms that he has been through and that he's still going through. But Lord, I pray this morning that you would just be with him and that you would give him the words to share. God, that you would strengthen him. But Lord, I thank you for his tender heart toward you. And so, Lord, we pray you would get the glory this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.
Okay, is that good? Well, Pastor Brad asked me to share about one of the storms in my life. So Pastor Brad came to my house. He heard about me and had some things. Called me up, came to my house, helped me work through some things. And one of the things I learned was grace. Grace is favor of God. Through God's favor, you have grace. And then comes forgiveness. Okay, to me, forgiveness is probably one of the greatest things in the Bible that were allowed. Well, what Pastor Brad didn't realize when he asked me is to speak on today, and I really didn't realize it either. This week will be 7 years since my daughter was shot. Now, I've forgiven Charles for shooting her, and she did die. She lived for 5 weeks, and she died. The father of her children shot her, and I had other names for him. Until I was able to forgive him. So I forgave him, but through things like that, there's many, many other things. There's family, and I mean, a lot of people place blame and this and that, and there's something that happened. My wife and I, Cindy, I thank God for her because I'd be in a dark place today if it wasn't for her, I'm telling you. We went to Alaska. My daughter's three children are in Alaska. So when we went up there, we went for 4 days and I got to see my grandkids for an hour. I was told I couldn't hug them, I couldn't kiss them, I couldn't touch them. And I got angry. And I still hold that. So I've been going through a lot of that. There's a lot of things in this whole picture that I still have a lot of anger. Now, I don't know anywhere in the Bible where it says God wants you to manage anger. Because it can't be done. It just can't be done. So, today, I want to take all of that, and I want to forgive all of those who are all involved. You know, I want to forgive everything on my shoulders that I'm holding. You know, the devil's taking a hold. Today I want him to get his hooks out of me. I mean, and so I want to forgive from my heart everybody, everything that's happened to me. And I want to start new again. And I want to forgive them all. Because God says, if you can't forgive, it's hard for him to forgive you, to let you into his house. And so I want to go home and I want to see my daughter, my mom, my son. And so I got to forgive. So I pray that, Lord, come before you today to release this. Take this all off of my shoulder. I give it to you. You asked that if we asked, you would take it. And it echoes in my mind when our Lord Jesus Christ was on the cross and said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And I forgive them all, and I want you to just take this weight off my shoulder and kick the devil the heck out of me, because I don't need it and I don't want it. And I come for you today, and in your holy name, and pray for this. Amen. Okay. It's all yours. That's my toe.